This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits. And they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I call this podcast Peace Through Violence because that has become the new mantra of the unhinged hysterical left. It's now making the pages of the Washington Post, whose editors, by the way, should be arrested for inciting riots at this point because they published an op-ed that called for throwing rocks, i.e. big chunks of concrete that crack open people's skulls and can cause people to bleed to death. Obviously, dangerous, deadly weapons when they're deployed against people who aren't wearing helmets. So they're calling for throwing more rocks, and the left that the Washington Post supports, Antifa, for example, and Black Lives Matter, but especially Antifa, is calling for the mass extermination of white people. They're calling for the violent overthrow of the government. They're calling for more violence in the streets. And their mantra has become peace through violence. You see, because they justify the violence. They say they're fighting the Nazis. Well, wait a second here. The Nazis had the brown shirts that were basically Hitler's Antifa, right? The brown shirts did exactly what Antifa is doing. In the United States, even though Antifa stands for anti-fascist, they are really the fascists. So they're the brown shirts now of the radical left in America, and their mantra is peace through violence. They have said that for us as a country to achieve peace, they have to kill those who oppose them. All right, now just follow that logic for a little bit. For America to achieve peace, they say, because they lost the election, so they've given up on the electoral process and, I guess, democracy in general, which is, of course, what communists always give up on. They don't like voters having power. They don't like a distribution of power. They don't like the people having power. They want a totalitarian dictatorial regime in charge. And the way they achieve that historically, whether we're talking about Hitler or Mao or Stalin or Mussolini, has always been what? Peace through violence, right? That's their mantra now, peace through violence. At the same time, they're also now protesting the First Amendment. In Boston, there was a free speech rally of maybe 1,000 people. Well, the left-wing Antifa, anti-America haters pulled together thousands of counter-demonstrators, causing the pro-free speech rally, which was pro-First Amendment, to be disbanded. So now the left is anti-First Amendment, too. They hate free speech. Unless, of course, your speech happens to agree with everything that they believe, which is all delusional and mentally ill. But if you agree with them, oh yeah, your free speech should be protected. But free speech shouldn't be protected, they claim, for anyone with whom they disagree. In other words, it ain't free speech, folks. It's if you say something they don't like, they're going to kill you. Peace through violence. Remember, that's their mantra. So now we've got not just the peace through violence, but also them hating the First Amendment and being openly opposed to the First Amendment, having no concept of history and why it was First Amendment protections that ultimately led to the public debate that ended up with the emancipation of the slaves. Do you think Abraham Lincoln could have achieved emancipation without having the protections of the First Amendment? What freed the slaves was the spread of ideas protected by the First Amendment. And yet now people on the left hate the First Amendment. They hate it and they want to shut it down and they want to silence and censor all the websites that they oppose. Of course, those sites include mine, naturalnews.com, which is now being systematically censored by Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and probably everybody else. Why? Because my information is rooted in reason and rationality and fundamental liberties, divine principles of liberty and self-determination. And that is a threat to the left because they want peace through violence. So do you see how twisted it has all become now? I mean, we live in a nation now where anyone who calls for peace through peace is labeled a racist and a Nazi or a neo-Nazi and a KKK member. Really, if I call for peace through peace or peace through democracy by respecting the outcome of the elections, they call me a KKK racist Nazi hater. But if you call for peace through violence and join the left and start bashing cars and beating people over the heads and doing everything possible to instigate mass violence, then you are rewarded by not having your website censored. In fact, you will be promoted by Google and Facebook and so on. Isn't that interesting? So peace through peace shall not be tolerated. Peace through democracy? Nope, the left doesn't want that either. They want peace through violence. And they want to destroy the First Amendment, and of course the Second Amendment, and come to think of it, the entire Bill of Rights, and also the Constitution at the same time, while murdering white people because they have white privilege, and basically overthrowing the country. Murdering President Trump, overthrowing the outcome of the election, installing their communist Marxist dictators that they want to run things. They don't like democracy. They don't like free market economies. They don't like opportunity or real freedom or individual liberty. They want collectivism. They want totalitarian control. They want domination, and they are willing to use violence to achieve all of these outcomes in the name of peace. If you can believe that, how insane has it become? Spread the word, folks. We got to fight the insanity. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, one of the most censored news sites on the internet. And also listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.